B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What is the worst thing that you have said to somebody in the heat of the moment? Doesn't have to be the person you're in a relationship with. Could be. But the worst thing that you still, to this day, kind of regret. 617-288-1969. The reason I'm asking this is because I was just talking to Pebbles. We love that show, This Is Us.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
It's amazing. On this week's episode, if you're a This Is Us person, Randall, who's like, he's the cool, calm, and collected
love
dude.
Love him.
He was pissed off at his wife because he asked her to come to this political dinner or something like that. And she didn't want to go. She had things to do. She didn't want to go. But she finally was like, fine, I'll go because it's important to you. Anyway, so now we fast forward to him waiting at the person's house. And she's not there. And he's been waiting for like 20 minutes in his car. So he grabs his phone, calls her. And he's like, yo, I've been calling you 4 times. Now you're doing that thing where you're not picking up the phone. Oh, that's real mature because you're... She does
trying to avoid me.
Yeah, trying to avoid me. You teaching housewives how to twirl because she's a ballet teacher. Yeah, and then he tells her to grow up. Boom, hangs up.
Oh,
and then 5 minutes later, she shows up at the house and he's desperately just...
Stop it.
Yeah, he's trying to do everything he can to like get to the voicemail so she won't hear it.
Oh my God.
But she did hear it. So anyway, they're sprinkling the seeds for divorce for that show. But anyway, but let's bring this to us because I'm trying to convince one of our producers, Mark, to tell his story because he told me probably like 3 or 4 weeks ago, he told me something that his wife said to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the second he said it, I was like, bro, that's like, I go, there's nothing worse that somebody could say to their husband or wife. But I need him to say it because when he said it, it hurt me because I was just picturing it being said to me. But I got a good one.
I bet you do.
I said this one to my wife.
Oh, no.
She constantly reminds me of it. And look, how many times have I said, can I just say, and you guys have heard me say this a million times. In a fight, I think that you should be allowed to say one ridiculous thing that is completely out there that you're allowed to say, and they're allowed to say something to you, and then you can never bring it up. Be like, hey, you know what? We were so mad, we're allowed to say something ridiculous.
Nope. When you say ridiculous, what do you mean? Is it a lie or is it a truth?
It's painful. You can't take it back. Nope.
Yeah. I think that should be allowed.
That's a dumb rule.
No,
it's a great rule.
It's
because you know
rule.
Why? It's a great rule because then I wouldn't have gotten in trouble that day. So we were in a little bit of a tiff that kept on escalating and escalating and escalating. And sometimes when I get in a fight with my wife, in my head, I just picture the divorce.
What?
I do. I picture that because I've been through it before and I'm like, that's it. Divorce number two. I guess I'm not, you know, I guess this is it. I'm going to be single forever. So I forget what she said, but I know my response was, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not meant to be married.
Are you serious?
That was her reaction too. And
you
I said,
idiot.
And I said,
why would you say that?
I was mad. And then I tried, you want to hear my save? I tried to save it by saying, that's nothing against you. It's against me. maybe
did it work?
It didn't work.
Yeah. Good. I hope she brings that up every day of your life.
She brings it up a lot.
Good. Good for her.
Angela.
Hey.
What'd you do?
Okay. I have a best friend, and I told her when she was pregnant that I was going to kick her in the stomach.
Oh, my God. Why?
Yeah. That's morbid.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. We're very close, and I said, I can't actually hit you, so I have to say the worst thing possible to you right now.
Are you still friends?
We are.
See? You should be allowed to say...
It doesn't sound like it's the same.
I mean, I guess it's not like she did kick her in the stomach. I mean, I guess it's better her saying it than actually doing it.
Sam.
And so, it was back when I didn't have a car yet, and my grandmother refused to drive me to one of my friend's houses. So I meant to text my friend, but I actually texted her and called her a dumb bitch.
Oh, my God.
Well, isn't that nice?
Autumn.
Hi.
What'd you do?
It was actually someone said to me, at the time, my mom was in Afghanistan because she's in the military. And my friend said, no wonder your mom went to Afghanistan. She's trying to get away from you.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Hi,
Nicole.
Hi.
What'd you say?
So I was at the bar with my friend. She had something going on with her kid she was real sensitive about, and we got into it, and I said, this is why your kids hate you.
Oh,
and she immediately punched me in the face.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Go ahead.
Anything with the kids, man.
I just thought of another good one of a friend of mine. Elizabeth, go ahead.
All right. I told my mom the reason we went to Paris was for Christmas was so we didn't have to spend it with her.
Jesus.
Oh, was it true?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
This is Tony.
Hey, I got into an argument with my dude, and I was actually losing the argument, so I distracted him and told him his mother was ugly.
Oh, Jesus.
What's so bad about that?
Yeah.
Well, he looks just like her. So.
Wow.
All right, Mark, get up to the microphone there. This is Mark. He's our producer. And real quick, he's married.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a baby on the way. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. But he also has a son.
Yes.
I might never see that child after the story.
he has a son, Mark Jr.
Be careful.
And one day, Mark was getting into a little bit of an argument with his... Was she pregnant at the time?
No, which makes it worse.
Okay, so what happened?
By the way, before I say this, I want to say I love my wife, Sabrina. I love her. She's the best
amazing.
Person on the planet, right? But sometimes when we get heated, things will just be said that are just so vicious that kind of just like, you know, make you seem like bad people.
When he told this, I remember it was after the show one day, and it was a bunch of guys sitting around, and we were all like married with kids because it was something about wives. And I remember, like, we were kind of joking, saying things. And when Mark said what he was about to say, literally all of us just, like, we couldn't even laugh. We just stopped and looked at him. And it's like, sorry, man. That's, like, the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
We're in the middle of this heated argument. And the knockout punch, she goes, I don't care what happens to us in this life or the next. I only pray for just one thing and one thing only.
Oh, my God.
That our son never, ever... ever grows up to be anything like you.
Oh, oh my God, that is terrible.
Yo, I'll never forget.
What did you do, like fall through the floor?
What can you do after that?
You conceded, that's a TKO.
Yo, what I actually did, I swear to God, is I left. I didn't say anything. I left and I came to the station here and I went to sleep on the floor.
Ding, 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 ding. Knockout.
I wish I had a prize to give you right now, Mark, because you would have won the worst thing ever said to anybody.
So these DMX tickets, can I get those?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.